Okay, you can go to Ephesians chapter 1. And what we're going to look at today is, this is going to probably be a two-part thing. We're going to look at being blessed and happy. First, we're going to look at blessed. Because there's sometimes in the Greek, in the Bible, a word can have more than one meaning. Hence, it may be translated into two different English words. A great example would be koinonia. Koinonia can be translated communication, communion, contribution, distribution, fellowship. All those different things. And you only can understand when you read it by the context, right? But it's the same Greek word. It's like in English, the word bank has numerous meanings. You know, a bank where you put your money, the bank in the road. Sometimes we use it figuratively. I can bank on that, meaning I rely on it. Things like that. So, but we can also have an English word that has two or more meanings, and it requires several different Greek words. The words bless, blessed, and blessing can have different meanings. So in Greek, there's four different words in the Greek that we're going to look at. Eulogeo, which means to bless or speak well of, and that's where we get the word eulogy, right? You go to a funeral or a memorial service, and people will give a eulogy, speaking well of the person. Sometimes they embellish and make the person have to be something they're not, but that's, you know, that's the way it goes. And that's a verb. Then there's eulogia, the noun, it means blessing. Then there's eulogitos, which is an adjective, which means blessed, and eulogeo, and it's a verb, to bless in. So in chapter 1 of Ephesians, in verse 3, we see three of these words used. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places or in the heavenly realm in Christ. So the first usage here is the word eulogitos, blessed. Remember, that's the adjective. Blessed be the God. You know, describe something about God. God is always blessed. And then it says, who hath blessed us, and that's the word eulogio. He's blessed us. He's spoken well of us, or he's blessed us, done well for us. And then, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. And that's the word eulogia, which means to be blessed, means a blessing. You know, it's the noun, a blessing. Noun is what? A person, place, or thing. So it's the blessing. So that's blessing. We use it lots of ways in English, you know. We use it to mean, you know, he blessed me means really did something that made me feel good or did something for me that was pleasant, things like that, which, you know, kind of goes along with the word in a way. So let's go to Romans 12. You know, and it's kind of nice to know when you read the word what it means, what blessing means. Now, the word blessing, there's another word, we're not going to get into that today, but there's another word that's translated blessed or blessing, and it means happy. You know, so, and there's some places in the Old Testament where the word bless means happy. Happy is the man, you know, Psalms 1 is a specific example of that. So in chapter 12 of Romans, verse 14, here's a very interesting and direct statement that God makes to us. He says, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. So it's the word eulogeo. So we're to speak well of or wish them well. We're to bless people that persecute us. If you go back in the Gospels, Jesus Christ talked about this, you know, and he said to bless your enemies or take care of your enemies, turn the other cheek and all that kind of stuff. He did it many different ways. And then it says, curse not. And to curse means to wish or pray against or to wish evil to. You know, and of course, the world is like that, right? The world is, you know, what goes around comes around. What you give, you're going to get back, you know, in a bad way. Vengeful, hateful, things like that. To think evil of people. Somebody does something to you, you think evil of them. And God says, no, not to think evil of that person. Bless them. Speak well of them. It's pretty good. We're not going to go to Deuteronomy, but in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, the first part gives the blessings to Israel. It says, you know, if you keep my word, and he goes through all the blessings, and the blessings have to do with good health, they have to do with prosperity, they have to do with peace in the land, good crops, being safe. Then, later on in the chapter, it goes into the cursings. And the list of curses is longer than the list of blessings. But the blessings include sickness, disease, war, you know, all kinds of bad stuff. So if you want to take the time, you can go to chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. You can go through the blessings and cursings. God never pronounces any cursings on the church. Just, you know, there's no such thing as a curse to people that are born again. In the Old Testament, there was, but not in the New Testament. So let's go to James chapter 3. James chapter 3 and verse 8. And it starts, it says, wait for everybody to get there. James, it's right after Hebrews, right before Peter. Okay? Chapter 3, verse 8, says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And that certainly is true, isn't it? You know, even people that are careful with their words, sometimes you just say things you don't mean. Or you say things you'd like to take back. Just, that's the way it is. We do our best to control our tongue, but it's unruly. Therewith, bless we God, even the Father. Therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. That's pretty interesting, huh? We bless God with the same tongue, and then we curse men. But they are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. So then it goes on and talks about a fountain, and can fresh water come out of the same fountain as bitter water? And so making analogies or illustrations. So we're to do our best to speak blessings, to speak well of. You know, again, in Ephesians, what does it say? We're not to have any corrupt communications, right? So we're to speak well, to bless people with our mouth, not curse them. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3, over a page or two. And here it says, but we are a chosen generation. Oh, verse 9, sorry. Chapter 3, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. Oh, that's chapter 2, sorry. That's a good verse, though.
First Peter chapter 3, verse 8, right? Verse 9.
Okay. Well, let's read verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful or kind. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are there unto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. So the first word here is eulogeo, which is to speak well or to bless. And the second one is eulogia, which is a blessing, the noun. So we should inherit a blessing. See, we're not to render evil for evil, railing for railing. Remember when Jesus was on the cross and they railed on him, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't rail back at him, did he? No. Actually, he asked God to forgive them all, mm-hmm. even though they persecuted him and killed him. And that's our example. Mm-hmm. We're to bless, we're not to curse. So we are all blessed, and it says that we're all blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 and verse 25. Now remember, this is, you know, it's Acts, so it's the book of transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And at this particular time, he's speaking to Israel, right? That's who he's speaking to. It says, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And the word kindreds means, you know, nations, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed because of Abraham. Mm-hmm. And in thy seed, in Abraham's seed, unto you first, God having raised up his son, Jesus sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. The word Jesus is not in the text. It just reads, unto you first, God having raised up his son, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. So he sent Jesus Christ to turn us away from our iniquities, to bless us. That's a blessing that we have been turned away from our iniquities, our evil. This was to Abraham and his seed, and we know the important thing, or the important thing was that Christ came from Abraham's seed, and all the families of the earth were to be blessed. Why? So that all could have access to salvation. All could be have access to what God did, because up till then, only Israel had real access, right? Let's go to Galatians. So one of the blessings is that we are turned from iniquity. And then we go to Galatians 3, verse 6. It says, everybody there? Chapter 3 of Galatians, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith or believing, the same are the children of Abraham. So originally, when it talked about the seed of Abraham, it was talking about his bloodline, right? But now it says all that believe are his children. You know, and that's a different thing, isn't it? It's not by blood, it's because of believing. For the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, Gentiles, those that were not Jews. You ever think of yourself as a heathen? We think of it in a very negative sense, but, you know, in the Bible back then, it was really anybody outside of Israel. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through believing or faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Be blessed. Wow, how great a thing was that. that they would be blessed. Eulogio, or geo, you know, spoken well of, blessed. Verse 9. So then they which are be of believing are blessed with faithful Abraham. And again, it's the word eulogio or geo. And it's, you know, we're blessed with Abraham. And if you go back in the Old Testament and you read the blessings to Abraham, certainly, you know, he had a lot of physical blessings, but he had a lot of other blessings also. You know, he said, anybody that blesses you will be blessed. Anybody that gives you a hard time, they're going to get a hard time. You know, I mean, God, you know, protected Abraham, took care of him. And that's what God says he'll do for Abraham's children. All those that believe, we are blessed with the blessings of Abraham. It says, so then they which be of believing are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And of course, again, back in Deuteronomy chapter 20, or 28 rather, is, you know, that curse. It talks about the curses. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by what? Faith or believing. You're not justified by doing good things. You're not blessed because you're a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout. Or whatever else. The law is not of believing, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That blessing, you know, that Abraham had. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And, you know, that promise of the Spirit is a blessing, right? It's a blessing to have Spirit. Because now we're God's children. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 1. So, God sent his son to bless others, and God has blessed them with all spiritual blessings in Christ. This promise God made to Abraham was more than speak well of. It included the effects of that blessing. And the effects of that blessing were redeemed from the curse, turned from iniquities, and received the Spirit which God had promised. If we go back and read in Ephesians again, we start in verse 3, and then we go through the following verses, gives us more of the effects of all the spiritual blessings. So, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places or heavenly realm in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Well, holy and without blame is one of those things, right? We're blessed with all spiritual blessings, and so we're holy and without blame. What a great thing. Having predestinated us, or foreordained us unto the adoption of children, or the placing of sons, or making us sons, or placing us as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. So we're placed as children or sons to the praise of his glory, praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. So we're accepted in the beloved. That's, you know, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings, and we're blessed in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we are accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So we have redemption and forgiveness because we're blessed with all spiritual blessings. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. So, and he's made known to us the mystery of his will, so that we know things, that we wouldn't otherwise know. That in the dispensation or the administration of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And, you know, we're going to be gathered together. What a great thing that is. That's, you know, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings. So we're going to get gathered together. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We get an inheritance. Besides all the other stuff, we get an inheritance. Being predestinated or foreordained according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also, the word trusted is not in the text, in whom, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you were, that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're sealed. Again, that's an effect of being blessed with all spiritual blessings. We're sealed up. We can't lose it, which is the earnest, the token, the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. When he comes back, you know, we have a guarantee that we're his and that he's going to watch over us until he comes back, and then we're going to go to heaven with his son. Curse that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Just pick it up and hang it up. Okay. Chapter 9 of Corinthians. So we are blessed with all those blessings, and it includes all those effects that we that are described in the first chapter of Ephesians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and this section has to do with physical things and giving and receiving. And it says in verse 5, therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye have you had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. The word bounty is the word eulogia. Isn't that something? It's the word blessing, meaning a blessing, a noun. It's the blessing. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. And the word bountifully is eulogia, blessing. He that gives a blessing shall receive a blessing. I thought that was really cool. What a great thing. They're blessings. Every man according as he purposeth in heart, let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. So that's another side of being blessed in the physical realm. And let's go to Romans 15 and we'll be done. And here it's really interesting. It's Paul speaking to the Romans. In verse 29, he says, and I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. And, you know, I thought about that, and I thought that should be our goal, that wherever we go, whatever we do, we want to bring the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. That's what our life should be, that we bring that blessing with us wherever we go, the fullness of the gospel. So, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how you do bless us so much and how you care for us in such a great way, and how you're always there for us and love us so much. So we thank you for these things in the great and wonderful name of your Son. And we thank you for all those blessings. We can't even keep them in our brain. There's so many. But we know they're there. We thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.